Well, hello guys. How are you? This is Bobby Benton. I am here to do a podcast on something that you will love. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I'm totally blind. I went to Lavelle School for the Blind in the Bronx, New York. I live right here in East Chester, New York. And when I was born blind, and when I was a little boy, I was pretty healthy, except I got one eye removed because they said I had a syndrome called pseudoglioma syndrome. And then as I got older, I developed osteoporosis and ended up in a wheelchair, ended up in a wheelchair. So when I was 13, and then when I was 16, I was able to walk again. So I'm a miracle. So enough about that. I came to do a very neat podcast on a program that a friend of mine had on their computer, and it's a fairly interesting program. Now, it's called E Using Registry Cleaner. Now, very interesting. I still run CCleaner on this computer. I have a Windows 8 desktop. I'm Windows 7, excuse me. I'm going to Windows 8 next year. Windows 7 desktop, 64-bit. And I've had this PC for 2 years now. And I've been using JAWS since JAWS JFW 32 came out. And my computer background, I'm not the expert in computers, but I've learned a lot. And I'm pretty advanced into cleaning the registry and doing all sorts of great stuff. But I'm not good at giving tech support, so don't ask me for tech support. And I just want to say that the Lighthouse for the Blind, I try to get them to help me do this podcast, so I don't have the what you hear, but I really wanted to get it out to Blind Geek Zone or do whatever with it. Rick Harmon, is a great guy. I love him. And I think, all the people at Blind Geek Zone are just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. Now, here I go with E Using Registry Cleaner. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I'm at the desktop.
Reset compute.
Okay. Now, whoops, sorry about that. I don't have the shortcut. Okay, now I'm going to go to all programs.
Control escape menu. Search box. Windows Media Play. All programs submenu.
Just to
A.
let you know, I'm using RealSpeak Jennifer.
Enter back submenu. A.
Okay, and we're going to go to F for free registry cleaner. Whoop, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Level 1, super anti-spoofer closed.
Oh, sorry
36,
about that.
36, free registry cleaner closed. Free registry cleaner open. 4 items. Level 2, using free registry cleaner on the web. Using free registry cleaner. E. Enter. Leaving menu.
Now it's going to come up the
User
user
account control
account.
dialog. Do you want to allow the following program from an unknown publisher to
Okay, and
make
the answer is
changes to
going to
this
be I'm going to
computer?
say yes
Program
to this.
change Windows
You know, this is
netbook
annoying.
to
I don't know how to
bypass
disable this.
spacebar.
I really
Alt plus
don't.
Y.
If anyone out there can disable this user account control, can you teach me how? Because I really don't know.
Change Windows Notebook. Yes button. To
Okay,
activate,
let
press
me just
space
say
bar.
yes
Alt
here.
plus Y space. Support using free registry cleaner. Enter registration code powered by. Edit. Type in text.
Now they're gonna ask me to support, but don't worry, that's just an option. It's just an optional thing you can do. You could be generous, you could donate, you could do this, you could do that. Now I'm gonna tab through the menu here and just let you hear all the options here.
Tap enter registration code. Registration code. Edit. Type in text.
No, we I'm this is freeware, by the way. You can get it for free at E, the letter E. I'm gonna say this very slowly because speech isn't gonna read this correctly. The letter E using.com. So here we go.
Tap skip.
Do I, oh well, we're gonna skip it, but I'm just gonna tab through all the options before we do skip it.
Tap OK.
Okay, so okay means I guess, I'm not gonna press that because I don't know what that's about.
Tap get registration code.
No, we don't want to get registration code. I'm going to keep tabbing. I'm gonna tab through all the things until I get to skip.
Tap enter registration code powered by edit, type in text. Tap enter registration code, edit, type in text. Tap skip. Tap OK. Tap get registration. Tap enter regi, tap enter regi, tap skip. Space using free registry cleaner 2.8. Tree view. My computer's 1 of 1. To move
okay,
through
now,
or items
this is going to give you a list of things that you could, you know, check and uncheck. Now I'm going to use my JAWS cursor because this is kind of a tough program. It's very user friendly when you use the Alt key though. This is a great program. It's free. And, you know, this is my first time demonstrating this program. It's a lovely, lovely program. So this is just a wonderful thing to be demonstrating. This is one program. So let's see, I'm going to route my JAWS to PC and I'm going to let you hear all the things that it can do.
Root JAWS to PC.
Okay, now, here we go.
Graphics 783, files and folders.
Files and folders. Now, you can uncheck and check, or you can customize this to do files and folders.
Graphics 783 HKY local image.
Okay, it says HKY local machine. Now, if let me just back up a second. When you use a registry cleaner, or if no, when you clean the registry manually, this could be very, very dangerous. So you want to make sure that you're going to use a really good and legitimate program to do this. So, okay, so here we go again.
Graphics 783, files and folders.
Wait, why? I went down arrow. Why did this go back up to file cache?
Graphics 783, HKY local image.
Okay, HKY local machine. Keep that box checked. All these are checked. This is a little bit... Now, there's a few problems with checkboxes and whatnot, but, you know, this is going to be really, really good once I really get going with this thing.
Graphics 783 HKY current.
HKY current, that's the HKY current user it wants to do.
Graphics 783 HKY users.
HKY users, yes, we wanna do that because, you know, you other users use this computer and, you know, you could get registry errors here too. You could get registry errors in your account. So here we go.
Graphics 783 software locations.
Software location, definitely. I uninstall many programs. We definitely want to do this one. So keep that box. Now it's not going to say, it's not going to give you a checkbox because I don't know why, but I know that for the fact that all these are checked. I don't know how to get to make it say checkbox checked or unchecked. So this is why I'm rooting my JAWS to the PC cursor.
Graphics 783 Windows fonts.
Windows fonts. Now, I don't know what that does, and I don't know if it's checked or unchecked, but, you know, so be it. This is a very useful program. So here we go again.
Graphics 783 invalid help files.
Invalid help files? I'd say yes. Indeed, we need to do that because when you uninstall a program, sometimes the help menu could be hidden in a folder on your desktop somewhere. Okay.
Graphics 783 shared DLLs.
Shared DLLs. I don't know. That's a personal preference.
Graphics 783 startup programs.
Startup programs. Yes, you want to get rid of those if you uninstall a program and you still have it in your registry. Yeah.
Graphics 783 add/remove programs.
Add/remove programs. Yes, we do. We want to get rid of that. When you uninstall something, sometimes the control panel will issue an error. Sometimes the control panel will still have that entry to the program in it. And CCleaner doesn't always pick that up, or none of it. Even the control panel itself doesn't get it. So let me keep going.
Graphics 783 file extensions.
File extensions, yes. We want to get rid of those too.
Graphics 783 custom controls.
When cleaning the registry, yes, sometimes no, depending on what you're doing.
Graphics 783 obsolete software.
Obsolete software, yes. I keep, if there are checkboxes, which I'm sure there are, but you know, JAWS just isn't reading them. Here we go. Yeah, Keep that checked.
Graphics 783 Windows Services.
Windows Services, I keep that too.
Scroll down symbol.
Scroll
left, resize symbol, resize symbol.
Okay, then that's it. Okay, now we go back to the PC cursor.
PC cursor.
Now, you can't really use the tab key that much. The tab key is not your best friend. Most programs it is. A lot of them, yeah. We're going to use the alt key today. Now we're going to, I'm going to hit the alt key for the file menu. I'm going to bring up the file menu here.
Menu bar, file. To navigate, press left or right arrow.
Okay, now I want to show you all the options that are in here.
Menu, file menu, backup, full registry, dot, dot, dot. To navigate, okay. Press up or down arrow.
You want to do this before you scan the registry. Don't just, you know, don't assume that this program saves your backups. It doesn't. You want to do this before the fact.
Windows backup, dot, dot, dot.
Windows
w.
backup, I don't know about that. You can do it if you want.
Startup manager, dot, 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 control plus M, M.
Startup manager, I don't know what that... What this program does with the startup manager, but whoever can email me or view this to me can tell me, yeah.
Exit. E.
Exit. No, we don't want to exit, so that's all to this menu.
Backup full registry dot 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 B.
Okay, well, you know what we're going to do here?
Exit. E. Startup manager dot back plus M. Windows backup back exit. E. Backup full registry dot dot
Wait,
dot.
Wait, I'm going to hit my left arrow because there's more options here.
Menu bar, menu, system menu.
Whoop.
Menu bar, menu, file menu, backup full register, action menu,
action menu.
Issue control plus S.
Now this kind of runs in a grid, so you want to get to each menu, you want to go to the right arrow to see about doing this. See, this program is a bit complicated. It's not really complicated for me, but for others it might be that don't know how to navigate around here. Now, here we are in the Actions menu. Let's look at the options here.
Repair registry issue control plus alt plus R. R.
No, we don't want to do this.
Restore previous registry dot 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 control plus E.
No, we don't want to restore it if it was bad. If it was bad, don't restore it. Like, if you had a lot of problems, but let's say you run into a problem with opening something or something does not work, and it says you have an error, then you restore the registry. Don't do it.
Scan registry issue control plus S. S.
Scan registry. But before I do that, I'm just going to do a quick peek at other things in the menus here. I'm going to go to right arrow.
Menu bar. Menu. Edit menu. Select all. A.
Select. Okay, here's the edit menu. Select all is one.
Select all of type unavailable. Yes.
Select all of type unavailable. It's unavailable because I don't have anything selected here.
Select none. N.
Select none. Okay, you don't want to do that. Just let's leave everything at the defaults here.
Select none of type unavailable.
Okay.
Language menu. Afrikaans. A.
Language menu. Let's not touch this because I'm afraid of, you know, changing the language and then I'll have to, you know, uninstall and reinstall because I'm not sure of how this language menu works and I don't want to change my language.
Menu bar, menu, help menu, online help, A.
Ooh, here's a help menu, so we're going to go to the help menu.
Homepage, O.
Homepage.
Register dot dot dot.
Register, no, we don't want to register.
About dot dot dot.
About, A. That just gives you information about the software.
Online help.
Online help. No, we just... Let me just write arrow again and see if there's any more menus, and then we'll get into the real technical stuff here.
Menu bar. Menu. System menu. Restore unavailable. R.
No, no, no. There aren't any more menus. So this program is very simple, as you can see. You just down arrow, and to really get to what you need, you just go to the right and left arrow. So...
Menu, language, edit menu, action edit. Menu, scan registry issue control plus S.
So I'm going to take you on this little journey here. I am going to scan my registry, and I'm going to rant a little bit while I'm scanning the registry, so bear with me.
Repair registry issue control, scan registry issue control plus S. Yes.
Now, I did this a week ago, but I don't know if I have any errors, and then I did it again, you know, to test for this podcast, so, and I deleted all my registry issues, but sometimes you can get an error too, like if you're clearing the event viewer, but you know, that's something I might want to do in another podcast, because another friend of mine that went to the New York Institute for the Blind gave me a document on a flash drive. I don't know the website. I have to get more details about clearing the event viewer. Now, the thing is called, he got it through Google. It's called Clear Event Viewer 1. So as I, I'm getting off track here. So that I just wanted to give you that piece of information. So let me scan the registry now.
Prepare registry. Scan registry issue control plus F.
Oh, by the way, the keystroke for scanning, if you don't want to go into the menus, which I went into the menus because I wanted to show you, there's scan registry, there's repair registry, there's backup registry. Wait, let me...
Repair registry issue control plus alt plus scan registry. Repair registry. Restore previous registry.
Restore? No.
Repair registry. Scan registry issue control plus S. Yes.
Excuse my speech, by the way. I am using Real Speak Jennifer because I love her and I find her very clear.
Restore previous scan registry issue control plus F.
Okay,
yes.
We want to scan. I just want to make sure I'm right here at the scan tab. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to press enter on scan and I'm going to read a little bit with my Jaws cursor.
Enter. Loading menus. Scanning. Stop.
Now, while we're doing this, I just want to bring something very important to everybody's attention. As we all know, I'm sure, you know, people have done podcasts about this. I am, by the way, I don't want to get into the details here, but I am completely unemployed. I still get my Social Security check every month. And I figured that, you know, I want to bring that to your attention because I really wanted some major services from the Lighthouse for the Blind in New York. And I was getting them for quite some time. You know, I was getting a little mobility because, I'm able to get around a little bit, but, you know, I haven't had the need to go on a subway or train or do anything like that. Now, I wanted some computer services from them to help me get a podcast thing set up. And excuse me if I sound like crap, but I'm using my Victor Reader Stream to do this podcast, and I'm going to hopefully send it to Blind Geek Zone. But I was doing this because, the Lighthouse for the Blind, they were giving me great services. I had a serious problem with my computer. Well, it wasn't too serious, but my system restore wasn't working, as we all know. I had a lot of problems with restoring things, and I still have problems today with my computer where I can't get the What You Hear option to work. I need somebody to, you know, set it up for me. So the Lighthouse came, they fixed my system restore. It was a pretty serious situation where the System 32 folder had some corrupted files in it. Now, here's where the problem comes in now. I called them because I wasn't, you know, my mobility teacher didn't come or whatever. And they said, you know, why are we doing services for you? You're not going to school. You're not working. You know, we don't need to provide for you anymore. So, having said all that, I said, well, you know, I'm really not that independent. You know, there's things I still need to learn here because, you know, I got out of the wheelchair at age 16, as I was telling you. I don't want to bore people with this, but beware that once you graduate or get out of school, it is difficult. It is very, very difficult to find work. You know, work just doesn't come in your lap, you know. I had a couple of jobs and they just didn't work out where they treated me very poorly. So, you know, I was doing slave work basically. Like putting rubber gloves, like piecework is what you call it. And I only made a penny a piece, which is a dollar an hour if you think about that. So, having said that, I called the Lighthouse for the Blind to ask for help on setting up what you hear on my computer. And I explained to them, I said, listen, I have JAWS 13. I just upgraded. And I really want, you know, somebody to either come to my house. So then if they said, no, we're not going to provide for you. We don't do things. And they weren't pretty nice about it. They were saying, sorry, I'm not talking straight here because I'm a little nervous about doing a podcast. But anyway, they said, we don't do things for people that don't go to school or work. It's the way it is. And they weren't nice about it at all. So they said, well, we're going to stop providing for you. We're not going to provide for you anymore. And they refused. They just refused to provide. So I said, listen, I just want something set up on my computer because I want to start podcasting. I want the What You Hear option set up on my computer. Could we please do it with a tandem session? They said, no, we're not providing technical support. We are the lighthouse for the blind. We're done with you. You're not going to school. You're not working. You know, you lost your job. That's it. End of case. So they closed my case. But anyway. So I have to call them and try to reopen my case again and see why they did that to me. I can't get in. And now my mobility teacher is pretty disappointed too. But now that I ranted on a little bit, I'm just warning all you folks out there all across the United States. That's what they will do. When you graduate from school, if you're not working, they'll help you find a job and they'll place you and everything. But if you leave that job or if you lose that job, you will not get help. All my buddies from the Bronx and all my buddies from Brooklyn, no, they're having a lot of difficulties too. So, all I asked for a simple tandem session and I did not get it. Now, let me just route my JAWS to PC and see how we're doing with E-using, registry cleaner, and oh, wait, I didn't tell the version. The version is 2.8. So, I just want to get this out there and let's hope for the best here. I'm a little nervous here. I hope I can do it. But let me root my JAWS to PC. I ranted on because it does take a while to scan. So, you know, I just wanted to get the word out. Just, you know, say, I'm Bobby Vinton. I'm out there. I want to be part of the blind community. Please, you know, just give me a chance here.
Root JAWS to PC.
Let me root my JAWS to PC. And I'm going to go down and let's see how we're doing here.
Stop.
No, we don't want to stop. We want to just keep going.
Stop. Zone map ESC DOM S15. Scanning files and folders HKY users ... Scanning close symbol. Scanning close symbol. Scanning files and folders HKY users ...
You know what I'm going to do? Since I have nothing much to say right now, most people just pause the recording, but
Scanning custom controls ...
Okay, right now we're scanning. So you can move your JAWS to PC because if you do your tab key, you're not going to get any information. So this is a great, great
free registry cleaner 2.8 tree view. My computers 1 of 1. Domain 3.
I was actually
items. Use the arrow.
Wow! It finished. It finished scanning. So let's get the results here. Let me just make sure my JAWS. Let me root my JAWS to PC again because I don't know. Remember if I rooted back to PC.
Root JAWS to PC.
Okay, now here we go. I'm going to go down, we're going to do a down arrow, and I am going to see if I have any errors in my registry. I would assume not, because I did some work on my computer this morning on a few things, like clear the event viewer and all that stuff, and let me just check, okay? Here we go, on this nice journey here.
Unused file extension HKY current unused graph select this graphic 8 restore graphic repair graphic 8 styles dot scan and repair your registry scan and repair your registry to improve PC graphic 301 check for update now ...
Can you be patient with me please? This is this JAWS is acting a little funny. I'll get to the results and I'll let you know how we do.
Scan and repair your graphic 136 using free registry cleaner 2.8 minimize symbol adjust my computer graphic 783 custom controls.
You have to go down. It's like
graphic scroll down symbol scroll left and 8 problems found 8 problems selected for repairing resize symbol.
Okay, so you know, I uninstalled a Daisy book just to show you, and I thought there were going to be 0 problems, but we have 8 problems here. So what I'm going to do is
scroll left symbol scroll left
know,
symbol scroll left symbol scroll
I have
right
junky
symbol.
Speakers here for my computer. Let me just turn the volume up so that everybody can hear my jaws here.
8 problems found 8 problems selected for repairing resize symbol.
So we have 8 problems here. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to my PC cursor.
PC cursor.
Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to do the Alt key.
Menu bar, file. To navigate, press left or right arrow. F.
Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go to the Actions menu again, which I went through with you earlier before I started really doing this podcast.
Action, A.
Action. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit Repair.
Menu, action menu, scan registry issue control plus S to repair registry issue control plus Alt plus R. Enter, loading menus, tree view, my computers, 1 of 1, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, right now we're at my computers. Now, I'm going to wait for a few seconds. I'm going to give it about, count to about 20. Count to 20 when you do this, because it takes about 20 seconds to repair the registry issue. And what I'm going to do, once it's repaired, I'm going to hit the Tab key.
Tab list view, 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, I'm going to show you what it's like to have 0 issues found. So, in that case, I am going to pause the recording because I have nothing left to say. I ranted enough. I gave you a little bit about me, where I went to school and stuff. So, I ranted enough. So, here I go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the recording and I'm going to rescan again. And I'm going to show you what it's like to have 0 problems in your registry. And I'm going to give you the information. That this program, just before, I know I did this once, but I just want to give it to you again. The email address for this program and how to get this program is letter E, E-U-S-I-N-G, registry.com. Letter E, using.com. First you type the letter E, using.com. So I'm going to pause this recording and I'm going to scan again, and then I'm going to come back to you, and then we're going to wrap it up. How does that all sound? I say we wrap this up after I scan. So I'm going to pause the recording and wrap this up. Okay, I am back with the results. It took a little while. It took about 5 minutes to scan, and I had nothing to say for those 5 minutes, so I'm back. And here we go. I'm going to root my jaws to PC. We're going to go down to all the graphical nonsense, garbage, you know. We're going to go down to all the graphics, and then we'll get to the results. So that's how we roll, and that's how the program rolls. So here we go.
Root jaws to PC.
Let me turn my volume up again.
Scan registry issues. Repair, restore, select, graphic, 783 HK, while local MA, graphics, scroll left, symbol, scroll right, symbol, scroll left, symbol, scroll right, symbol.
Okay, now we should come down to the results.
0 problems found, 0 problems selected for repairing, resize symbol. 0 problems found, 0 problems selected for repairing, 0 problems found, 0
okay,
problems selected
okay,
for
enough
repairing,
of that.
Size symbol.
Enough of that. So, you heard what it was like to find a problem, and then you heard what it was like to repair the problem. So So now that I've accomplished all that, I'm gonna wrap it up for today, and I will be with you soon with another podcast from Bobby Vinton. Now, I want to give you my email contact because I want to get some emails from people. I really do, because I want people to be able to help me if I missed anything in the demonstration, if there's something I could do different. Okay, here it is, my contact information right at the end. My email address is B as in boy, Vinton, Vinton, at optonline.net. That's Vinton, so that's Vinton at optonline.net. So long and have a great day, and I will be with you pretty soon with another podcast. I think next time I am going to be doing, it's going to be a kind of a brief one though. I could do a couple things too. I want to do Clear Event Viewer 1, and I have that set up, but I have to play with it because I still screw up, and I'm also going to be doing a couple of audio conversion programs that are not, I repeat, not on the, they're nowhere to be found, there's no converting to be found, really, on the other sites that I've gone to. At least these specific programs are not demoed. So this wraps up podcast number 1 for Bobby Vinton.